Hi, welcome to a mid-October update and a bit of a spring clean in looking at how you can make more money out of your art or offering that has something in it to make people's lives a little bit more brighter, inspired and spacious. So with the run-up to Christmas now and fall in midway, it's a lovely way to see how we could maybe look at other services or upsells or cross-sells that are linked to our main product. Now, you might have a very small product, a low-cost product, something that has only sold a few things, but looking at how you can maximize this is going to be key to how you make more money out of it. So there's lots of different ways. You could look at creating a bonus pack, so adding some smaller, low-price items to this that gives people a kit or a sense of status that if they buy this, then they become how to watercolor your landscape in a few hours. That could be one package, or it could be how to relax within 24 hours. So what if you're offering massage or painting instructions, then look at how you could upgrade that with just a few items to give it a real sense of destination and experience to transform your buyers into the status they really want. So if this takes a few moments to survey your clients, then it will give you some ideas, but certainly creating this package can be a real sense of identity. You might want to offer a discount on your services to get more people to come and try your things. Now, beware here, you do want to get something in return, a sense of commitment. So whether they're going to sign up for an email or give you their address so that you can just send them updates on what you're offering, that just gives a sense of commitment from them in return for being in the discount club. Could be 5% off, and give them a real sense of identity that they're belonging to something. And it might be an idea that they try your products for the first time, so that would be more income. So it's another way to increase the sales of a product. Another way could be to offer somebody else's products and become an affiliate. It could be quite expensive product that you get a small percentage of. Obviously, pick something that is in keeping with the transformation that you're already offering, and be sure that it's a product that you believe in and you've done the research on yourself, so that you keep your clients happy and you're providing them with something marvelous too. You might want to look at what other products you can easily add to your existing products. It could be simple things like you could be offering an in-person guided tour around an art gallery, or it could be a workshop of how to make cheap Christmas presents, like as brooches out of some old jewellery, or clay pottery classes, or it could be a nature ramble. Or it could be a talk on some local sculpture. It could be something you absolutely love, but just an additional product that you can add to your existing repertory. So these are just some ways that you can connect on a higher level with the clients you already have, and also attracting some more in, perhaps with some offers. There could be a local fair that you could go and attend and have a booth there, and always offer people an experience of your product, so that once you're there with them, showing them what a delight it is to study your technique or enjoy your work or see life through the prism that you use for your own art, then you will be in a good position to sell some more of your products. So whatever you're up to this fall, I hope that you have an inspiring time. I hope some of the art in your locality is inspiring you, and if not, then you're adding to it yourself. And don't forget, whatever you're doing, when you're communicating with your clients, use the best marketing words that you can to express the specific benefits that your art creates. And there is a market for art. People want their lives enhanced, and just try and tap into the benefits of having real life art in people's houses, just how much that will really change the quality of life and their own inspiration and can be a real game changer in how their world opens up. So in explaining that, what you might want to do is think about how you would explain this to an old college friend of yours that you haven't seen for many years, and there was no bad blood between you, you both went separate ways. But if this person called out of the blue, how would you explain to them, perhaps if they said, you know, life hadn't been particularly inspiring for them, or they fell into a rut, or they were looking for some inspiration, how would you describe your art or how art could transform their situation? And that might give you some new words to connect in a fresh way to your audience and hopefully get more sales, which no doubt your work deserves. So if you've enjoyed this, then do please leave a comment, do subscribe. I look forward to talking to you soon. And if you can find the Voice Map website, I've got a brand new audio tour of Oxford there. So if you want to have an explore, then do check out Voice Map and then have a look at Oxford. And you'll see my chat all about the Saxons and the kings that came through this boggy marsh, as it was 5,000 years ago. So wherever you are, sending all my good wishes, and here's to you.